Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. There goes Sharon. The throw from Grubb to Appling, and Sharon is out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Knott covering, for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott hits a fly ball towards first. Fonseca can't make a play. That's a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sherin bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Knott moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Knott scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Haas reaches second base with a double. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Browns. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Knott. Fonseca moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fonseca scores. Simmons moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Debs Garms pinch hits for Jack Knott. Vic Frazier now pitching. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Frazier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of West. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Ivar Swanson pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress is walked intentionally. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Kress moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of West. Haas reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5. And St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.